In the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu narrates the hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam said, وَيُقَالُ لِلْرَّجُلْ مَا أَعْقَلَهُ وَمَا أَضْرَفَهُ وَمَا أَجْلَدَهُ وَمَا فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ. A time will be come, a time will dawn upon you, people will be introduced by saying, what a brilliant man, what an amazing man, what a phenomenal man, mind-boggling, whereas there won't be an iota of iman in his heart. Honesty will become so absent, حَتَّى يُقَالْ أَنَّ فِي بَنِي فُلَانٍ رَجُلًا أَمِينًا. An honest man will stand up in society. People will come to meet him. Brother, I came to meet you. I believe you're honest. It will stand up as such a rare thing. And then he said, وَلَقَدْ أَتَى عَلَيَّ زَمَانٌ مَا أُبَالِي أَيُّكُمْ بَايَعْتُ لَإِنْ كَانَ مُسْلِمًا لَيَرُدَّنَّ عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامُهُ. There was a time I could deal with anyone. If he was a Muslim, I know his conscience of standing before Allah would compel him to be honest with me in his dealings. And if he was a non-Muslim, the society will expose him. So I didn't do my homework when I would enter into a business transaction with anyone. وَالْآنْ لَا أُبَايِعُ إِلَّا فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا. But that time and that era is long gone. He said, now I'm very selective with whom I deal. Allah forbid the time has come. Neither the title of Haji nor the title of Alim is sufficient license for you to say, deal with this man. Do a thorough homework on me, on anyone, before you give your daughter or before you enter into any transactions. The sad time has come. The words of Imam Shafi ring in my ears, and I don't know in how many parts of the world I've quoted it. لَمْ يَبْقَ فِي النَّاسِ إِلَّا الْمَكْرُ وَالْمَلَقُ شَوْكٌ إِذَا لَمَسُوا زَهْرٌ إِذَا رَمَقُوا. There's nothing left but deception and delusion. From a distance, he looks like a blossoming flower. Get close to him and he is the worst thorn that has ever pricked you in your life. لَمْ يَبْقَ فِي النَّاسِ إِلَّا الْمَكْرُ وَالْمَلَقُ شَوْكٌ إِذَا لَمَسُوا زَهْرٌ إِذَا رَمَقُوا. فَإِنْ دَعَتْكَ الضَّرُورَاتُ لِعُشْرَتِهِمْ فَكُنْ جَحِيمًا لَعَلَّ الشَّوْكَ يَحْتَرِقُ. You threading and you skating on thin ice. Be conscious on your decisions, what you do. Anyway, Uthman ibn Talha said, are you going alone? She said, yes indeed. He says, no. وَاللَّهِ لَا أَتْرُكُكِ حَتَّى تَبْلُغِي الْمَدِينَةِ. Sister, you will not walk alone. I will leave everything that I have and I will make sure that I take you right into Medina and reunite you with your husband. She then goes on to say, وَاللَّهِ مَا صَحِبْتُ رَجُلًا مِّنَ الْعَرَبِ قَدْتُ أَكْرَمَ مِنْهُ وَلَا أَشْرَفْ كَانَ إِذَا بَلَغَ مَنْزِلًا مِّنَ الْمَنَازِلِ يُنِيخُ بَعِيرِي ثُمَّ يَسْتَأْخِرُ عَنِّي حَتَّى إِذَا نَزَلْتُ عَنْ ظَهْرِهِ وَاسْتَوَيْتُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ دنا إليه وحتى عنه رحله واقتاده إلى شجرة وقيده بها. We left from Makkah to Medina. It was a journey of weeks and months. By Allah, I have seen many men. This was the first human I met. I seen many men. This was the first human I met in my life. From Makkah to Medina, the man never set his gaze on me once. What did Luqman say? You want to become a celebrity, my young boy? Ghaddi bi basari. Walk the streets of Durban. Walk your campus with your gaze down and you see what Allah gives you. He said we would get to a location. He would sit the camel down. Then he would go at a distance. When I would dismount, he would come close, take it off, remove all the luggage, the baggage, etc. Then take the camel to another tree, let it graze there. ثُمَّ يَتَنَحَّى عَنِّي إِلَى شَجَرَةٍ أُخْرَى فَيَضْتَجِعُ فِي ظِلِّهَا. Then he would excuse himself under the shade of another tree, take rest there and keep himself away from me. When it would be time to resume, he would come in a manner that I couldn't see him nor me. And this is a disbeliever. But look at the fabric of that society. You know, my sisters are here and I don't want to be obscene and I don't want to be immoral. But I'm hearing of things that is literally taking my sleep away for a person like me who is so weak in iman.